Have you been injured at work and need help getting the benefits you deserve? Call me, attorney Steve Marte, at 312-312-HURT for a free consultation. That's 312-312-HURT. I will personally handle your claim from start to finish. Call me, Steve Marte, today.
Live on State Street from the First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank, State Street Studio.
This is Waddle and Sylvie.
WMVP, WSHE HD2, Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Thanks to Jesse Rogers for joining us today. Connor McKnight tomorrow and McKnight at the movies tomorrow. So we didn't do it today, but we'll have it to wrap the week mañana. Thank you to Chris Bleck and Adam Abdallah. The boys are up after Waddle and Sylvie, 6 to 6:30, ahead of White Sox baseball as they wrap the series against the Bo Sox tonight. And you're home for the White Sox. ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Crosstalk is brought to you by Club Hawthorne. Put a little more action into your weekend at one of Hawthorne's 16 right. newly remodeled betting bars, or bet the races from home or anywhere, really. On the go with Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. Waddle and Sylvie are here. A new Unhinged pod is available on the ESPN Chicago app right now.
Whoops.
And Waddle missed it because he forgot. We had him on the phone for a few minutes. We talked a lot about
2 days ago in the chain that we have. Hey, everyone good for Thursday?
I was the first one that responded. I was the first one to respond.
The old Waddle thumbs up text.
Yeah, thumb right up your
gotcha.
You know what.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I you know what? It happens. My apologies.
It does happen, Tommy. Yeah.
But we still had a good Unhinged. And
it was breaking news at that
we
point.
Talked, it was just breaking. We talked all about Ray Liotta.
It was our initial reaction.
It's shocking to know that he was 67 years old. Because I never thought he... And I should, because I'm, you know...
Look, he's 55, been making movies
for
35
years. You never really kind of come to terms with the fact that someone like that is as old as he is.
Yeah.
Do you know what's scary, if I could get a little deep and dark?
Sure.
Is that Ray Liotta died in his sleep. Yeah. Bob Saget died in his sleep. Didn't right. know. Like, they have theorized that he
hit his head.
Right.
And it was blunt trauma that he didn't know, and there may have been, like... You could put your close your eyes, and you may not wake up.
That's Sylvie.
I mean, Ray Liotta was filming a movie.
Is this the first time you've acknowledged the fact that maybe you won't wake up sometime?
These aren't like you when you're younger. You think that only happens to people in their 80s,
right?
In their 90s, you know,
or their late 50s.
That if you think you're healthy and you're going to work and you're doing your stuff. That, look, I know nothing's promised for tomorrow. That's literal.
That's what I said to Carm. Like, but when you see Ray Liotta, who is in some ways a contemporary, I know he's a little older than you, but he's like only 10 years older, 12 years older than me.
Right.
You start to think about your own mortality.
Right. Yeah. And especially just in the sleep. Like, stuff happens, we know, but just going to bed and thinking everything's cool.
This is the.
When I've had several drinks at night, before I go to bed, I don't take like headache pills or anything like that.
No.
I'm just saying, I used to. I take anything to make sure I didn't get a hangover the next morning.
Just drink electrolytes,
right?
That'll help.
Exactly. Except, you know what happens when I drink those before I go to bed? I can't get to sleep. Like, I wake up. Yeah,
there should be caffeine in there though. There's got to be some caffeine free ones.
No, there's something have caffeine in there.
There's something in there that keeps me awake.
Well.
That I have to get up and pee.
But that's a good thing, you know. You keep yourself hydrated.
Oh yeah,
a good thing. Yeah, you know, that's like the beautiful thing and the curse of being human. Like, you can comprehend like your own mortality, right? You can.
It's not fun to think.
It's not. But it's like there that it's we know it, and at some point you come like you start getting older and you come face to face with it, and you're like, oh. Do
and
other
then
animals
you
think
it.
That?
Then you ignore it.
These deep conversations freak me out.
Did you say animals?
Do other animals
contemplate
their mortality
like us?
My dog's
busy, you know, chewing on something plastic in the house.
It's a great question.
They don't contemplate it. The gazelle is sitting there drinking water, not thinking anything. And the next thing you know, crocodile is chewing his neck off.
Yeah. It's
He's
true.
Not thinking You're about the crocodile chewing his neck off.
Just drinking water.
Yeah, just drinking water by the water.
The only thing going on in the gazelle's brain is...
Johnny He asked one time.
I'm thirsty.
I'm drinking water.
All the zebras are crossing the little river. They're not thinking of that. They're not going, whoa, what are those 75 crocodiles thinking of?
No, I did.
We're going through a problem here.
I think they're cognizant.
I think we'll be safe.
I think the fight or flight mechanism works in everybody.
In every living organism.
But I don't know that they sit and contemplate it.
Okay, that's a
different conversation.
They don't contemplate it, man. I'm telling you.
But they do have a mechanism that protects them when they see.
You think the little bunny rabbit just scurrying around the yards thinking of anything as he's trying to find something to nibble on? Meanwhile, the peregrine falcon comes out of the sky and rips him.
But Johnny,
every bone shred to shred. At that point, he's looking at him going, boy, I'm going to taste real good for you, aren't I?
But Johnny, he recognizes the falcon is descending upon him, he runs. He doesn't just lay down.
It's too late.
Well, that little rabbit has a fight or flight mechanism in it.
Right. Well, no, if he can haul ass, he will.
Right.
The problem is, by the time he senses danger,
that's a different conversation.
It's over.
That's where anxiety comes from. Yeah. You know, it's like our through evolution, like the need to, you know, what's beyond the dark that we can't, like, what's out there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to call underneath the table, Carm. Like, I don't need that now.
No, I don't mean to be doing that.
Here's a perfect example for you. How about the poor perch sitting off of the 95th Street break wall, fish? He's over there eating little guppies and minnows the whole day. Nobody's bothering him.
Right.
All of a sudden he goes, look at that one. Oh, he's got a shiny hook right through him. I'm going to go eat him. The next thing you know, he's fighting for his life.
And we're eating the perch.
He's got a piece of some 456 titanium steel through his lip. And there he goes into the net. What do you think he was thinking the whole time?
I don't know. What do you
know? The point is, he's not thinking about it.
The question was asked, do animals know that they're dead? Do they think about their mortality? It's like the age-old question, right there, too, that A, do horses know they're racing? Who originated that debate?
Right.
Do horses know they're in a race?
They're in a race.
No, of course. And do animals in the zoo know
that they're in a zoo?
Yeah. That they're like, or they're do they know that they're being held captive? Or
why
something,
do these
you know? Like,
keep throwing these white puffy things at me.
They must know.
They must know
it's being held captive. That lion's DNA is to be out roaming the Serengeti. In Africa.
That's why he looks pissed.
Right, yeah, it's not in an enclosure.
Napping, getting some good meat every it's a guaranteed
meal. We'll do that with you. We'll let you nap in an enclosed situation and feed you some meat.
He just doesn't look angry is what I'm assuming.
I don't know.
They don't look so angry
That's
to
not
me.
In their DNA. The
down
DNA
in Kenya.
Not to be
down in Kenya where the Maasai roam.
Right.
That's like with 3 gallons of Ativan in you. You know, that lion's not going to feel anything. I've got a deep question for life. He's putting the penises on my tires.
Can we show that to Twitch?
I mean, seriously, what are we doing?
Twitch.
What are we doing? Why am I the recipient?
You can touch it. It's plastic.
It's not a real penis. What's wrong with you?
It's going to become a GIF and everything.
No, it's not.
What does that mean?
Look how big that thing is.
Finally, Sylvie's hands look large.
Well, you flatter yourself. It'll become a GIF because you put it up there? Come on.
Come on, go ahead.
Come on.
Jeez, what's wrong with you?
What is it with people in my vehicles?
Give it to me. I'll do it.
What are you people doing?
I don't know.
I'm more interested to know who's doing that to me, whether or not the gazelle knows he's about to get
Tammy,
God.
Tammy, that's not
just
a...
Just call me Tammy?
Tammy, Tammy.
What the...
Tammy, that's
yesterday,
not a...
Yesterday you were kicking me in the nuts
it's
over my short career.
Tammy,
today you call me Tammy? What
Tommy,
else?
Tommy. Listen... That's not a chrome cap, this thing. This is not something you want on your car.
Of course it's not.
Well,
it's not
something you want on your car. Explain it for those who don't know what
this is.
This
is what happened.
For those not on Twitch.
3 days ago, I walk out of my house, into the garage. Usually I can't see my car because my wife's car is the first car I see when I come out of the garage. I walk around my wife's car, get in the car. My wife was gone. She was playing tennis for the 9th time that day.
That she was.
And,
oh, yeah.
And
tennis instructor.
Tennis.
Yeah.
And so when I walked out of the house.
Starring Carl Waddle.
I saw the front right tire. And there was a small pink penis.
On the cap?
That was a tire cap.
Look at that. See, it's got to be Mallard.
Laughing at your
snorts. So I was like, I looked at it and I was like, what the hell is going on here?
Unreal.
I took it off. I didn't know what to do because the cap for my tire was gone. I went over to my daughter's bike.
Did you know it was a penis right away when you looked at it from afar?
Are you serious?
Well, I mean, you look at your tire and you are you like, what's on there? Did you say there was a penis on my tire?
This one was black, so it's in the garage. and it blends into the tire as well. It's harder to see this
unless you got white walls.
I don't have white walls.
Well, if you had white walls, you'd be able to see.
Anyway, so I looked at it. I said, "What the? What is this?
What's going on?"
I took it off. I went and got a cap from my daughter's bike tire and put it on my tire. And came to work and accused Mellor, and he giggled like a child. So I tell the story, and then 2 days later...
But wait, how did you not see it on your car when you walked out of here?
Because Carm, I go to the driver's side. It's on the passenger side, front right tire.
Okay.
I never see it.
You never would have seen it.
Didn't see it until I came out of my house.
Good placement.
So
I see, because you park on the side of the garage where you walk out, and then you're looking right at it.
Yesterday, I say to my... You know, I'm walking out, and I go, I wonder if the same jackass did this again. So... I walked around the car this time to see if somebody had played the joke again. And there it was.
Oh, there it was?
Yes.
And that was it?
That was it.
I like that they have the assortment pack.
Obviously, they're coming in packs with various colors.
Where did you buy that?
I don't know. It's not me putting this on my car. It's the same way it wasn't me drawing the penis on my back of my car.
Look at this. It is. It's
you can't read the name of the company that's produced them.
No, don't say
I don't know how to say it. Read that.
I see it. I see it.
Could it be your wife? Could it be an inside job?
No.
Could it be someone in your house playing a joke?
My wife is, nor is my daughter, buying plastic penises to put on your tire.
Emerson's final days, as a
today's
high school.
Today's her final day of school.
She's scoring goals left and right in playoff games.
No, I don't suspect.
And next thing you know.
If you're asking me to choose between my wife and daughter
prank.
Or that dirtbag in the other room, Mellor, I'm going to go with that.
Stop selling my good name.
Yeah, you are selling his good name without evidence.
I say that with love in my
head. He did swear on his kids' lives that
Mellor did. I asked him,
but you guys said he's a dark individual.
He may have a dark heart.
I don't know.
I mean, that's more sullying point. Honestly, like
this is more sullying of this guy.
Who?
Okay, well, let's take a vote. Let's take a vote right now, real quick, without looking at anybody. Sylvie, who do you think's done it?
I think it's Yurko.
My eyes are closed.
Carm, who do you think's done it?
I hate to say it, but I think it's Mellor.
Yurk, who do you think did it?
You can say
if you want.
No, I won't say me at all because I didn't do it. But I don't know who's done it, but it would be Sylvie because he's a jerk.
Definitely not. And you know that, too.
Sylvie, for sure.
I'm sorry. I think my vote's still going with Mellor, Midway Jeff.
That's fine.
So we got two votes for Mellor. Abdallah, what direction are you going?
Could it be someone outside of...
Don't know.
This is what we wondered about the drawing, but it wasn't.
Hold on. Could this be a...
Did we ever come to the conclusion of who did the drawing?
Well, Mike Thomas did a lot of them. Merkin did several of them.
I've already confessed yesterday I did one, and it was a project between Mellor and I.
I told you Mike was in on it.
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
After having them drawn on my car after a while... I did it one day with Yurko. We both went outside. It's the only time.
I did a side one where he wasn't even cognizant.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
It was a huge run.
I laughed for an hour.
Stubble.
I couldn't stop laughing.
And it was exercising its right to do what it's supposed to do.
I saw it on the side of Waddle's car, and I laughed for an hour. Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
That was me.
You want the most humorous part of it. A good family friend. Our neighbor for like 10 years, their daughter was getting married.
Oh, God.
I pulled into the church.
In the Wienermobile.
I parked the car right there on the street in front of the church. There was a spot.
With a double donger.
I was like, oh, my God, how lucky am I that I can park my car right here? My wife and daughter got out of the car, walked right up the steps. You know, the ceremony's about to begin. I walk around the car. There's a giant penis drawn on the back of my windshield.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm going to say this. My first suspect is Mellor, but a very close second. And I could probably be convinced it's this guy even more than Mellor. Believe it or not, is Randy Merkin.
No way. I don't think he knows where to buy those things.
He does.
He could find them at Five Below.
I think there's a...
I don't think he would know what they sell those things.
Five Below's the new dollar store, Everything less than $5.
Yeah. Carm, this toy or this gadget is really unique.
Under Joe Biden, it's the new dollar store.
It's unique it's very creative. So it's got to be someone that has that creative bone in their body that...
Mellor fits the bill for a lot of those.
I gave you a compliment there, Jeff.
Yeah, real nice backhand compliment.
No, I'm saying you are very creative.
Could this be a self-hating
That's what I was thinking.
Dong situation?
Like, no.
Can we do that?
I'm telling you right now. I swear on my family, it's not.
You know, they make them in a pack of four. I just Googled them. Where? And some of them glow in the dark.
Can't wait. That would be the good ones.
Can't wait for the weekend. Yeah.
Neon green.
Somebody went straight to them. That's funny. I can't look up some stories in certain things.
Amazon.
Bitdefender comes up. This guy's looking up dongers on the internet.
Special access.
It's listed
under novelty penis valve stem cap. Yeah, perfect prank gag gift.
You knew exactly where to go.
Four-pack.
How much did they cost you?
Great for pranks. I Googled tire penis, five below.
I'm going to start.
How do you get through on that on your computer?
They're there.
Did you log in under cap?
Five below. They're available at five below.
There they are.
Well, no, I've not seen five below yet.
You can pack them for $9.
Where was the place you were talking about the other day? Like Rick's?
Trick Shop.
Yeah, Rick's Trick Shop.
Rick's Trick Shop.
Rick's
and Trick novelty,
Shop.
You know, novelty store where you get costumes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, you get the handcuffs that you can get out of Magic Shop, that kind of thing.
Yes, the glow in the dark.
I can't wait to drive around the neighborhood with a couple of those on my car.
Look at those things glow.
You're saving the best for last, Meller? Is that what you're doing? Waiting for the glow-in-the-dark ones for the weekend?
Come, glow-in-the-dark dongers.
Or is that for 4th of July? You know those glow sticks.
Right. Yeah. Put right on the cup, right on Ronald.
Here come the waddles.
Those are great for concerts, too.
The fireworks time. Hey, everybody, how you doing?
He's on the highway.
Yeah.
Neon penis spinning around on his tires.
Waddle asked the question. I think it's obvious. Why him? And why isn't this happening to anybody else?
Why me?
I think it's obvious because you're America's sweetheart, and you would become the perfect target.
I'm the 85 Bears.
Yeah, and you're the 85 Bear. With a cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee. Yeah.
We'll always have the 85
long.
Season.
Didn't last long.
It could be because, like, however it started with you, it's just like you've become...
Well, what's next, Carm? Did someone put a giant condom on my car at some
don't
point?
Don't give them any ideas.
Let me Google like car
point.
Condom.
Hold wait,
at what point?
Oh, they're there. Kid, they're there. Saran wrapping a car is always fun, too. The Post-it notes all over the car.
Usually they put the peanuts inside the car, not on the outside of the car. Right. Peanuts.
Oh, they do. Peanuts? You are correct.
Yeah.
Well, best car condom at Walmart for $23.95.
Well, but that's not a condom. That's a cover.
Car condom at Goodman's?
That's a cover, but they call it a car condom.
Now, finally, he got blocked out on something.
It's about time.
The fender finally worked.
Oh, you finally got stopped?
Yeah.
I was trying to read a story on Deshaun Watson. Look they wouldn't this. Let me through.
Me too.
This guy's looking at dongers all over the place.
What the hell's going on?
It's just
that's a good gag, though.
He signed up under
that. Put that on
that's
his
a good
car.
Gag injury. Because somebody, it looks like a big cellophane
See, now
job.
What you've done is you've inspired yourself to be the one now that is coming after it.
That's going to, like, upgrade the game.
Yeah.
Well, don't upgrade the game.
Take it to the new level.
Yeah. Plus, I'm never here when your cars
That's
are
usually true.
Yes,
you are. Yes. You'll leave the building every day.
Again, you're not listening.
We don't
I'm
cross
about
paths
to go
very
there.
Often. Yeah.
You guys have a chance to victimize us initially here.
Yes, that's true.
And then when we leave, we get a chance to victimize you guys. But, I mean, I tee off at 3:30, so I got to get out of here.
Listen, I don't think Johnny's got the patience to play the nonsensical games. I don't know.
Tommy, on my children's lives, the three of them, the two boys and the girl.
By the way, how was graduation yesterday?
I have not put any of those on your tires.
Okay,
period.
You.
That's it. Graduation was fantastic.
Excellent.
I'm not a joke
He's not
guy.
Not a practical joker.
I'd rather smash
you know
your
who the biggest
in.
Practical joker in the station
me.
Is? It's Sylvie.
It's definitely not me. I'll
Guys,
look right
I,
in the camera.
I would me.
Well,
that
you
mean
are the best practical joker.
But it's not me. Okay. I made a deal with you 5 years ago.
That's
we
true.
Were doing this to each other's car.
Yes.
We had a truce. I have not touched your car since.
You know what the rules were? If you got here, the first person that got here, you could take, what was the rule? That you
the
could,
management's
parking
you
spot.
You could only deface someone's car if they were in management's parking.
Right.
If they were in management.
Yes.
Parking.
All I know, there's a better chance that I'll smash your windows in. That's what
Thanks,
I might
sir.
Do.
That
so
I
if your windows
I, that,
are
that
ever smashed,
yeah.
you can legitimately
I might take your alternator out.
Come to me.
I'm going to smash your tire.
Why'd you smash my window in? That would be a legitimate complaint to me.
You're unbelievable here.
I think it's Good someone time. At home.
Because no, it's not.
And they're
no
laughing
chance.
Right
no.
now.
Nope.
They're enjoying it.
Nope.
Yeah. Nope. There's no chance the Heat in seven. No, there's zero chance.
He's with his girl.
And I love Jimmy
Butler. He's with his girl. Don't break the man's heart.
Poor Jimmy.
Someone walked by with a cell phone, and on there they had the screen where you could write anything and show people from far away. It said Heat in seven.
Good luck.
And I said,
Jimmy's got to go under the knife, I bet, after the season.
Oh, yeah.
It's been the worst round of playoffs I've seen, and I can't tell you how long.
Terrible.
And they were entertaining earlier in the
this has
postseason.
Been,
this
is
garbage.
Especially the Eastern Conference. I mean, this is.
What was it, 43-37 at the half last night?
They've scored 80 and 82 points in the last two games. It's been atrocious.
And then you blinked and it was 20.
I know. Yeah. It's been bad. Especially the East. It's as bad as you can imagine. Terrible.
All right.
All right, what's on the show, boys?
312-332-3776 is the phone number. Waddle got into some interesting debate with Bears fans.
Oh, yeah,
well,
he did.
I mean, it's not a general Bears fan thing. This is, I think, more in the weeds, and this is some who, like, this has driven me crazy forever. And Yurko always says it's Twitter is where the idiots go to play.
Oh, yeah. Nine times out of ten, I just can completely ignore it. But every now and again, I get sucked in.
You laughed at me about 6 months ago when people were saying narratives, and I got mad. I went off. There's a difference between narratives and someone's opinion.
Yeah.
This narrative thing is getting out of control. And we got to talk about it and get into it with the Bears about this. If you want to weigh in, 312-332-3776. And I don't understand how any Bears fan in any corner is digging in right now on either direction. How could someone dig in and say Ryan Poles is the answer, Justin Fields is going to win, and Matt Eberflus knows exactly what he's doing?
You can't.
Your biggest variable is quarterback improvement.
Didn't you learn your lesson with the last regime?
With every regime.
Like, how dopey can you be that you're going to dig in and take a strong position about what's happening?
Or the other way.
Of course.
How could you say that Ryan Poles doesn't know what he's doing or isn't going to have this running in the right direction in 2 years? Let's stop digging in and let's give him a little bit. Like, I'm not the enjoy the ride guy or the hey, let's just watch wait. But
how
there's
can you,
nothing to judge.
Of course not. I don't understand how you can even begin to formulate an argument
one way or another. I can't believe it.
All right.
The drummer from Yes has passed away. Alan White is dead at 72. They're going in threes, boys. Right. Who's next?
And of course, we'll talk about Ray Liotta and some of the great movies.
All right, boys.
And everything like that. Some White Sox, Mark Potash on the Bears. Some Bulls conversation, their future, all that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And who's putting penis things on Waddle's tires?
Waddle and Sylvia, get you home next. We'll see you tomorrow to wrap the week. Have a great day.
Miss a show? All your faves ready and waiting on the ESPN Chicago app.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvia on ESPN 1000.
We have a developing story. We have a car chatter.
Totally. He's guilty as charged. So I told you he's got a dark heart. Totally dark heart.
So, hold on. I got this voice activation and text message going.
I went in there just for a little reference here. I went in to Jeff over there where he's standing. I said, hey, can I see what's in your bag? He immediately starts giggling like a child, took his bag and put it on his back and said, no, that's an invasion of privacy.
And he's giggling and he won't let you look in his bag.
Why? That's a weird request. Why would you want to look through my bag?
Because I think you've got extra penis tires in your bag.
It's an assortment. There are many different colors. We know they come in minimum of four.
Yes, and one of these times, like at the next break, you're going to have our attention elsewhere and you're going to put them in your pocket. Walk in the other room and put them somewhere and go, here, check my bag. You're busted. Busted.
Busted with what? An accusation?
You're busted.
Show why
bring
are
your
you,
bag in here on Twitch and on let us look through
yes.
it.
I can't.
Big Cat
that.
Let us do it. He let us go through his fanny pack. Waddle lets us go through his DOP kit. Yeah. It is time that, Meller, you come in with your bag.
You guys are trying to violate my Fourth Amendment rights. No chance.
Do you want to go upstairs and have a conversation with HR about putting penis items on my vehicle?
Let's go do it.
Let's go.
I never did it.
I was like, let's go.
Am I right? Carm's got one on his car now?
Yeah, so that's part of the developing story. Not only will Meller not allow Waddle.
You know what? Shrewd move by Carm to throw everyone off the scent.
I was here before Meller. I parked next to Carm, and pulling in, I would have seen
it. So you're admitting you did it to Carm's car?
It was not there. It was not there when I pulled in, and I was parked next to car.
And then you pulled in.
Swear on my grandma.
So when you put it, was the last of us to be in today because we were in.
So when you pulled into the spot next to Carm, there was nothing there.
No.
And then you put it on and you left.
That's not true. No.
See how the accusation game
goes?
You
showed up. You were the last to show up.
You see how the accusation game plays out?
You were last to show up. Maybe you were waiting at home for something to be delivered via the mail before you came in.
In all seriousness, come in here. We won't touch your bag. You have to empty it out. You empty it out yourself.
No, no chance.
Wait, see, why not? See?
Because why would I do that? Why would I do such a thing?
Why wouldn't you do
that? Because we've asked you nicely.
I'm not, because I'm going to politely decline your request.
It's totally him.
Of course it is.
Guilty. He's guilty,
yeah, he's
right?
He's guilty. Totally
Anyone
guilty.
Listening on Twitter yeah, that you
This is why we have the Fourth Amendment in this country.
This is not why. This is
it. Is that I'm allowed to put a penis device on your car tire amendment? Is that what this was? This
No. Unlawful seizure.
I'm not asking. I'm not seizing your bag. I'm asking you to come in here and show the contents.
And I am going to decline that request.
There's a picture of Carmen's car. Yeah. People can see that on Twitch.
You're acting like a guilty man.
The people of Twitch are not on your side, Jeff.
Well, it's a good thing the people of Twitch are not a jury.
Can I have my credit card back, by the way, too?
I handed it to
why
you.
Why does he have your credit card?
I got him coffee.
That's, come on now.
What?
I trust you on my credit card. Not only are you not unwilling to let us look through your bag, or you look through your own bag in front of the cameras, but now you're putting that on his car and having him buy you coffee.
No. I made the run for him. He did not buy me coffee.
Oh, very nice.
I would have if he wanted one, but he has a giant thermos in there.
Oh, you said thermos, right?
I said thermos. Okay. Yeah.
So yes, we've got one of these stories again.
Yeah.
It's. You could I retweeted it too, people, if you want to play a prank on your friends.
I think mystery solved. Solved.
I think we should buy stock in this because I think a lot of our listeners are now going to purchase
no
these
doubt.
And put them on their friend's car. It's kind of funny.
What's next,
Jeff?
Could
be the new meme stock.
What is it? Is it the swinging bag on the next thing you're going to put on my car? Like you see on some of the trucks in there? Yeah, I know.
I don't know,
yeah,
Tom.
Do they literally make a fat head? For the hood of your car?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, that's probably
That would be cool. Yeah.
But on yours.
Would it be
not
cool?
Mine. You'd be cool on your car, not mine. Why don't you do this to Sylvie's car? Like, I bet his young boys would think this is really funny. If he drives into the the driveway, those two kids would be cracking up.
Those kids, when I got in yesterday, or 2 days ago, because we had spring trading yesterday. And by the way, you can meet Waddle tonight, and then two of us tomorrow. Where are you going to be tonight, Waddle?
I'm going to be at the Wild Fork Foods in Roscoe Village, handing out samples and also grilling some items. Stop by. It's 2340 West Belmont Avenue in Roscoe Village. I'll be out there. It's cool. The food is fantastic, and I'll be grilling for you.
Roscoe Village, great neighborhood. Fantastic. A lot of Hawks used to live in Roscoe Village.
Maybe some of them still do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
It's okay.
How many Hawks can you name right now?
Okay, I'll go Taves, Kane. I'll go DeBrincat. We played this game before.
Yeah, I know. We did this, and I think I got four or five.
Isn't there a Han?
DeHaan.
Yeah, DeHaan. That's what I said, DeHaan. Who's their goalie? They traded him, right? Flower?
Mm-hmm.
The Jones brothers?
Yes, that's who I regretted missing.
Yeah.
Jones brothers.
Can you name their first names, the Jones
Seth
brothers?
Seth Jones. They're
Seth and Mr.
Popeye is their dad.
That's their dad. At that point, I think I'm good.
Yeah,
I think I'm good.
So that's tonight, handing out samples. Tomorrow, the two of us will be at Benny's Beverage Depot in Lincoln Park. It will be Miller time. We'll have the Connie's Pizza Truck.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you'll get something put on your tire there. Who knows? But we'll have pizza for you. We're giving away Crosstown Classic tickets each and every hour. Cubs Sox this weekend, 2-game series. And the ESPN Chicago Nissan Titans Street Team will also be handing out ESPN Chicago swag. We'll be in the tasting room, ice cold Miller Lite.
This will be the first time we will be in the tasting room with people allowed to come in and enjoy the show and cold Miller Lights since
the pandemic. I mean,
it's been 2.5 years.
Yeah, But we haven't been inside there because they, when everything started, I think they were storing stuff in there. Now the tasting room is back. It's glorious.
Yeah, it's been two and a half years.
It's a grand room, huge bar, huge cash bar. So we'll have a lot of things to give away. Tell your friends. Come out and see us. It is my favorite weekend of the year. It's my favorite holiday weekend because not only do I love the three-day weekend, but I love what it signifies. The opening of summer, a lot of other people would say, well, my favorite weekend is Thanksgiving weekend because some get 2 days off. But again, winter's right around the corner.
Yeah, I like the weather change.
Some people like March Madness because it's just a great sports weekend, Thursday, Friday, and you just take those days off. You're not given holiday days, but this is mine, Memorial Day weekend, and my son was born on May 24th, which then was the holiday weekend, and that was awesome. But, yeah, when I got back, Mason wasn't happy because he heard Big Cat saying that we're going to have to take his presents away for his birthday.
Oh, boy.
But they say they love you. Like, I mean, the way you talk about the gross stuff and the potty words and the bad words.
It's like, I don't know.
Broxy goes, Waddle's the best.
Yeah.
That's what he said of the blue yesterday.
That's right. You know what? It's like, I have had all girls. Love all my all girls. But this is like kind of my opportunity to get your boys revved up.
It's kind of like a guilty pleasure now.
Yeah.
You can do it and leave. It's like being a grandparent. You know, you're more like Uncle Tommy instead of.
Yeah.
But like a grandparent can come, spoil, and leave.
Right.
And then not have any of the consequences. That's what you're doing.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
You know, then when we get a call from one of their teachers and saying that Mason's.
Penis.
And then I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
You're not there.
No, don't call me. I'm busy doing other things.
Do you have that bite then? And then we can get into the Bears talk. Do you have the Big Cat bite? I'm sorry. I don't have my computer screen up right now, Mallor. Thank you.
All right, Mason.
This is where we're going to pause it for a second. So I got in the other day, and Big Cat told us that we threw off his previous week on Tuesday.
And we each owe him $45,000.
Yeah, $90,000. And so when he was giving a birthday wish to Mason, I said, well, since we owe you $90,000, I'm going to have to return all of his presents. And the presents were left out on the table for when I got home so we could all open together. And I walked in and he was angry and he said, that cat guy, you're going to take my presents away. He was pissed, like 8-year-old pissed. They don't know that what being sarcastic's about. So he was mad at Big Cat. We recorded a video for Big Cat. And Mason was saying that he's not a fan and that he's unhappy and that he's got to give him a birthday gift now. And he don't like the jokes, the teasing jokes. And now Big Cat owes him a birthday gift. So Big Cat, like within 5 minutes, sent a video back to Mason.
All right, Mason, I heard it was your birthday. Your dad does owe me $45,000. I did get you a gift, though. It's a baseball signed by the 2016 Chicago Cubs. I don't know if you know they won the World Series. I was going to give it to you, but I heard you're a White Sox fan, so I'm just going to throw it out. There it is. See ya.
He's teaching them young all these life lessons about paying the piper, and now, since you're a Sox fan, you don't get the autographed ball.
How did Mason respond to that?
He didn't really care because he likes the Sox.
He knew he got his presents.
Yeah.
That's all he cared about. Yeah. And he was getting his presents.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, 312-332-3776. So the Bears conversation has been a good one. And it continues to be. There's a lot being written because why? Because we don't know a lot.
Of course not.
Because there are all these unanswered questions. We don't know how good these players are going to be that Ryan Poles is signing. We don't know how good Ryan Poles is
going to
be.
We don't know how good Justin Fields is going to be. There's a lot to be determined.
We don't know if Matt Eberflus or Luke Getsy is going to be good. So there's a lot in these mini camps, information, people seeking info, wanting to learn about their team, wanting to hear about Justin Fields. And there's a lot of glass, not half full, all the way full Bears fans.
And that's fine. Like, I'm not trying to get anyone off of their opinions or their points. I personally think this is going to be a rebuilding season. I think you said it best the other day when you said they're taking a few steps back to take several steps forward. Right. That's the approach.
Like, I said they're taking one step back to take a leap forward.
Yes.
With the roster.
Yeah, and overall, that's the path that I'm excited about. I don't want to see this new group overvalue what they have. And I think it was a mistake that the previous administration made. I thought they overvalued their assets. So I'm actually happy to see Ryan Poles take a step back and cautious and very patient approach with this, and we're going to rebuild this the right way. Their approach is appealing to me. Now, there have been people that have been pissed that they didn't use all their draft picks on wide receivers and offensive linemen. You know, there's a variety of different emotional responses from people about this team. God forbid you suggest to anybody that this is a rebuilding season, which, by the way, they've really told you up at Hallis Hall
without
as well,
saying the word.
Doesn't mean that they can't exceed expectations.
It doesn't mean that five guys could emerge and could be building blocks. But right now, on paper, if you would look at it through the lens of any scout, the roster is not as talented as it was last year. No one is saying that we don't like their plan. No one is saying that they're doing a crappy job. No one is saying they can't compete in 3 years if they make right moves. I believe the roster is intentionally taking a step back because they're getting rid of their highest paid players to reset the salary cap, which was in bad shape under Ryan Pace. So that way, they're ripping off the Band-Aid all at once, and then they can move forward when they've got a full draft and full cap space.
Look, I normally stay out of the weeds, but I got sucked in yesterday. I'm down on myself about it, but I'll read you the tweet that I received that actually inspired me to finally respond to what I'm considering to be some sort of hysteria that exists for really no reason.
Like this, people love the term narrative. Ugh. I can't stand it. It is so dumb. It is so stupid. And if you're going to accuse us of any opinions, that's fine. As long as it's don't lump us in with like a big group of people, like the media. Like, say, Waddle, I don't agree with how your take or your opinion.
Cool.
But that we're riding along with a giant narrative. And I want to, too, explain why there would be no narrative within the two of us. 312-332-3776. And what is fair to expect from Robert Quinn? What is a fair number of sacks to expect from Robert Quinn? I'll tell you about that coming up next.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie. Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Todd O'Connor on Twitch says, don't group our radio station in with the media. I'm not saying that we're not the media. I'm saying we're these media generalizations. Like,
I can read you.
First of all, Paul Sullivan and Gordon Whitmire are both part of the media, but they both have vastly different opinions when talking about the Cubs. And when I've got a problem with Gordon, I say, hey, you got an issue with how Gordon is talking about Shohei Ohtani. It's not baseball media.
Yeah.
And yesterday people were coming at you, and for following this, quote, media narrative that the Bears, that we're pushing on them.
And I think it started, too, with Nesby when he called in and then yelled at us that he's pissed off that people don't. I think his message was pissed off that we didn't think the way he thought, but that's neither here nor there, and that we didn't give him an opportunity to speak his piece. So I told him, you know, please call in. I think we've done a pretty good job of giving everybody, showing everyone the respect that they deserve when they call the show. Look, this is football, and this is when, you know, you when we're in the process of predicting, you know, all of the different power rankings are coming out and what's the record going to be at the end of the year. So we've had several conversations. So Connor tweets at me yesterday. It's sad that even Tom Waddle is pushing this BS narrative. Shows just how toxic the Chicago media is. They're the sole reason the fan base is so polarizing. Now, I would just like to say to you that I don't deal in narratives. I'll give you my opinion, and I'm comfortable giving you my opinion and understanding that I'm not always going to be right. Like, I get it. I've been wrong a lot. I'm going to be wrong again, but I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you how I look at it. And I think that the essence of this was, You know, when I came to the conclusion, as we've had these conversations, who are the 2022 Bears going to be? And first of all, let me also say this. I like the path they're taking. It's prudent. It's patient. So far, without any evidence, I like the path that they have chosen. I made the statement, I think they're going to be a 6 or 7 win team. In large part because their roster doesn't match up. They've moved on from Allen Robinson. I said their wide receiver room is better with Allen Robinson than without Allen Robinson. They've moved on from Khalil Mack. I think any defense in the National Football League, despite the fact he only played 7 games last year, albeit he had 6 sacks in 7 games, but any defense in the league right now would be better with a healthy Khalil Mack, and the assumption is he should be relatively healthy next year. And one name I didn't mention, which I will now, is I think their offensive line room would be better and deeper with James Daniels. Now, with that said, I would also tell you that I was an advocate of none of those guys coming back. Didn't want them to re-sign Allen Robinson. Didn't want them to re-sign James Daniel at the price he got from the Pittsburgh Steelers. And was happy that they moved on from Mack because this is a team in transition.
It's your opinion, right? What narrative is that?
But with that said, too, it's the reason why I think they're going to struggle to win any more than 6 or 7 games. Can they? Of course. Football's really strange. If you want to argue with me about the semantics of this defense being better or worse with Khalil Mack, I'm going to stick with my opinion. I know why they moved on from Khalil Mack. You're not going to get me to move off from my opinion that this defense would be better with Mack. I just don't know. I think Brandon Staley believes that the Charger defense is going to be better with Mack, right? I think that Les Snead and Sean McVay feel that Allen Robinson still got a little ball left in him as well. This is not a narrative. This is an opinion that the Bears this year, because they've chosen the path that they've chosen, may struggle this year. When you look at their roster, many would tell you as well that it probably ranks 4th, maybe tied for 3rd in the NFC North. It doesn't mean that this team isn't pointed in the right direction. Again, I like the path they're choosing. This isn't some BS, radio narrative that you or I are participating in.
No one is ripping them. I want this to work. Waddle played for the Bears. Waddle played for this team. Waddle roots for the Bears. We, as a show, our show, I can't speak for everyone, are sick of not talking about winning teams.
Yeah.
I am sick of going 30. I am sick of my kids not wanting to root for the Bears because they suck, and little kids want to root for front runners. I'm sick of not having a great quarterback. I want them to win. We all want the same thing. This isn't a radio show ever. It's never been in its 15 years. And I think that's why it's lasted 15 years, because we don't do media bits or radio bits. If our opinions are wrong, it's because there are opinions. We don't stir it up to stir it up. I stir it up because I'm pissed. I'm pissed that it's been 36 years since they've won. I'm pissed that the guy who currently runs the Bears hasn't won a playoff game under his watch. They have not won one. I'm pissed that they went from the 2010 season to the 2018 season without even a playoff appearance. I'm pissed with a fake playoff appearance in the 2020 season or whenever that was. I'm sick of it all. I'm not sick of it because I want them to do bad. I want them to do well. I want Ryan Poles to thrive. I'm sick of Mark Trestman sucking. I'm sick of John Fox sucking. I'm sick of Matt Nagy sucking. Media narrative my ass. Anyone who says that this show is coming at it, like we've been sitting here and we've been the Chiefs with Andy Reid, and we've been bad-mouthing them because even though the Chiefs have been winning, they've been losing. That's pathetic that any fan would think that who listens to the show.
Stupid. Felt good. It felt cathartic, didn't it?
I'm sick
it's
of
kinda
it.
Like I stay out of the weeds with it, but I get sucked in you. And I'm disappointed in myself.
You guys want to rally together and think you're tough on Twitter and in chat rooms cool. All right? I want my teams to win. We'll be back.